Looking for hope? House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the DraftKings Over Under Show with the Bankroll Boys, Joe Murray and Dan Lifshatz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, welcome into the DraftKings Over Under 98.5 Show. I'm Joe Murray alongside Dan Lifshatz. They call us the Bankroll Boys. Good morning, Dan.
They do indeed, Joe. Nice night last night.
We had a great night last night. We'll recap that shortly. But as we didn't have our podcast this week, everybody. I think we needed a blow. Dan, how many picks did we give out? Seriously, last week with the props and the Super Bowl.
With the props and the Super Bowl, I think we gave out something like just under 20 picks.
More than that.
Well, you had 20 props.
I had 25 props.
Yeah, and you know, I gave out some props. We did well.
We did very well, and this isn't a Barry Horowitz pat on your back type of thing, but if you tailed, if you followed, if you didn't fade, you did very well. I had the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl, which hit. Had the Chiefs money line, and then I took the Chiefs second half, which
nice little triple down.
It's called the triple down, Dan. Yes, and I believe you had the under. You liked the under the whole way.
I had
a little sweat at the end there.
I had the under, and I had the under on the anthem, which is my big thing. That was nice and easy. And then Mahomes over 28.5 rushing yards, which is a controversy. Some people got it, some people did not. 28.5, you won. Pretty much any other number, you didn't. So,
And I do have to give a shout out to a couple of sports books who did return some of those bets, which I think is good on them, because three kneel downs at the end of a game can give you minus yards. That's a tough pill
to
swallow.
Minus 17 yards or something. Absolutely ridiculous.
That's a tough pill to swallow. And, you know, DraftKings app, you know, obviously has great odds, but, you know, we've talked, people have always asked us, hey, what's a great book to go to? Some people use Bovada. Bovada actually gave back. One of the prop bets I gave out was the Kyle Juszczyk rush, which didn't happen. But in the title line, it said, needs to actually have an attempt. So, like, I'm thinking about it. Why don't you just go all out on that?
It's a free bet.
Literally, a free bet.
It's a free bet.
So, I mean, good on them, I guess. I know people, it depends on what book you use, but, yes, we did very well. And somehow I lost 16 bets on props and won $300. And that's why you got to get plus money. And the big one for me was the Patrick Mahomes 2 touchdowns in 1 quarter.
Fourth quarter really saved you, I would say.
So
saved us in general.
And Garoppolo went over attempts.
Yep. Under yards.
Under yards. And Mahomes somehow went under yards. Which I thought was very interesting as well. But, you know, Damian Williams had a little say to something about that.
The first half of the game, there was very little offense. And so, I mean, the Chiefs just weren't effective moving the ball, you know, against that Niners defense until they made adjustments.
All right. Phone number here, because we are the only live betting show. Sorry, the only betting show, I think, in New England.
That's correct.
That actually is live in the morning, and we take phone calls at 617-779-0985. We have the wake-up call coming up in a second here. We have top 25 college basketball and college basketball odds. We'll get into a little bit of NBA current odds. Major League Baseball starts in a couple of weeks. The NHL's getting its groove. And, of course, we'll look at NFL odds for next season as well. The XFL
starts today.
Today at 2 o'clock. Football's not over.
Who's ready for the DC Defenders?
I'm ready. Dan?
Team. Taking the DC Defenders.
We'll get into UFC as well. 247 tonight. John Bones Jones versus undefeated Dominic Reyes. Right. That's a good one for tonight. We'll break that down for you. But the one thing I love about the XFL is they endorse gambling. You know, don't forget the DC team plays this team, but oh, the spread's 9 and the 52 is the over-under. I love it. They're embracing it. So,
and it's smart.
It's very smart here. So, again, if you want to jump aboard, 617-779-0985. Let's start with the old wake-up call.
Wake
All right, Dan, who you got for your wake-up call today?
Well, there are a few choices today, Joe. I mean, there are a few. I thought about Michigan State going to Michigan. I think they could be in some trouble. But for me, my wake-up call is from West Virginia going on the road to face Oklahoma. Oklahoma 9-1 at home this year, straight up. And West Virginia, not a great road side. 3-4 straight up and 3-4 against the spread on the road. I think Oklahoma has them as a 3.5-point dog. I'm taking Oklahoma outright as a pick to beat West Virginia. I'll take the points, but if you want, take the money line as well. I think West Virginia is my wake-up call. They're in trouble today.
All right, and I have a wake-up call that's not really about the basketball games today or the XFL games or whatever, but it's in regards to next steps for Massachusetts to become a legal sports betting state. Maine passed a bill this week for sports betting to become legal. So now some of New Hampshire, I believe on March 10th, the other side, the coastal side
Correct.
Of New Hampshire
Correct.
Will probably pass a vote. So that's like Seabrook, Hampton, those towns like that.
Right.
So on February 28th, and this is according to Daniel Wallach, who's this guy's tied into it, we will know the next steps when sports betting becomes legal in Massachusetts. So wake up call, Governor Baker, you are on wake up call.
Maine's about to beat them. It has to go to like a House vote, I believe. They have to go to House vote and pass the House vote. Once that is in, they're legalized. Unbelievable.
And listen, I know nothing about politics. I don't want to get involved with politics. But Mohegan, all these other places, like we go to Mohegan and Foxwood, it's just a gamble. And there's like a casino in our backyard. But if you really want to bet on sports, I can use the DraftKings app and go to New Hampshire. Or I can drive to Rhode Island, to Twin River, or whatever other casinos over there. So they're eating in your backyard, Massachusetts. Eating in your backyard.
Our money is going to those states. Wake up. Let's make it legal.
$1.9 billion went into sports betting last year. Don't you want a piece of that? Wouldn't you like to have a little piece of that?
You would think.
Anyways. February 28th, we will know what the next steps are. So for everyone, hey, Joe, Dan, what do you guys think? Is this sports betting? February 28th, that's the day. That's the day we will know the next steps, damn it. And you know what? Pass the bill. Don't make us dress up like Uncle Sam or any other. Like, don't make us like do a thing. I don't want to do a political ad. Get Governor Baker. Let's get this thing going here. Let's get it going.
He's had time.
Plenty of time.
It's time, dude.
Anyways, 617-779-0985. We got picks coming up in a second here. You know what? Let's start it off with a phone call today. Tommy's in Winchester. What's up, Tommy?
Hey, what's up, Joe? I tweeted at you the other day and told you I was going to put some money down on the Patriots.
Did you go to the casino last night? Was that you?
Yeah, that was me. I sent you that picture. I went there and placed the bet for $2,000 on the Patriots to win the Super Bowl next year. The weird thing is, they told me the odds were 12-1, and then I got my bet ticket back, and the odds came back at 13-1. I was wondering why that happened.
Well, it's 14-1 right now. Well, I last saw, so you actually got increased odds on that, Tommy.
Yeah, what happened there, Tommy, was that as you were placing the bet, the odds moved. That doesn't happen often.
12-1 on my ticket, though, which is kind of weird.
So wait, they gave you the ticket at 12-1, but now you see it at 13-1?
No, they gave me the ticket. It says 12-1 for it says 20,800, and I put 1,600 on one slip, and then I did the math and it came out to 13-1 odds, but it says 12-1 odds on the bet slip, which I don't get.
I don't understand how that happened, but it sounds like you got 13-1 odds, which I would take. And right now, Dan, Patriots are usually what, 7-1? 5-1 to start a season, and with all the question marks regarding Tom Brady, I mean, right now the Chiefs are the favorite for next year, and there's going to be plenty of other teams ahead. 49ers will be ahead of them. I'm wondering if the Titans might be at one point.
I will not be placing my money on the Patriots doing the Super Bowl next year. Will not. I don't think Tom Brady's coming back. I don't want to get into that.
Is there value?
No, there's no value. Here's the way I look at it, Joe. If you bring back Brady, you are not bringing back any weapons to go along with him, at least weapons that are going to
significantly... Well, the defense will get picked apart.
Right.
You'll lose probably Hightower and McCourty's.
And if you add an offensive weapon, you're taking away from somewhere else. To me, the team, unfortunately, is just not good enough to do that, even with Brady. As much as I do want him to come back, it's to me not there's not value there. I think you're kind of going risky there.
All right, 617-779-0985. People lined up. They want to get in on it. We will get to them in a second here. But just the noontime games today in college basketball quickly. We just talked about, like, wake-up call and who's on watch. I'm really looking at this LSU-Auburn game. The reason is LSU plays games so close, right? I mean, they always find a way. Like, they get a couple of weeks ago, I'm watching them play Texas. They get out to a 15-point lead. They blow the whole entire lead.
They're up by, like, 25 at one point in that game.
But they always come back. It's always like they sneak it out in the end somehow, some way. They play an Auburn team that off a big win last week against Kentucky. Auburn at home, the spread's 5. To me, 5's a lot for Auburn at home today. But I like Auburn in the spot. Just because there's no trust factor for me when it comes to LSU basketball. But again, this is probably an Auburn win, but do they win by 5?
I mean, the thing is, LSU went on the road at Vanderbilt, who's not even remotely close to Auburn, and they got crushed. I mean, they only lost by 9, but the score should have been much bigger than that. They probably should have lost by 16, maybe more. It is concerning. I mean, listen, LSU went on the road to beat Texas a few weeks ago, that game you're talking about. They have road wins versus Tennessee, Texas A&M, and Mississippi, Joe. So Auburn's 12-0 at home. Do you think that Auburn's going to cover the 5? I'd say that number is a little low, which makes me think maybe LSU might be the side today.
There you go. 5 points. I think Auburn wins the game. Do they win by 6 or more, 5, 6 or more?
You're looking at a one-possession game.
I totally agree, especially in the SEC. One other game today. What is one thing we always talk about when it comes to Kansas basketball? Road, right?
Yep.
They struggle on the road. Now, they have had some good wins this year on the road. They play a TCU team that's decent, right? That's been okay in the Big 12 this year. Kansas 8.5 right now. It's probably going to be 9 around tip. The over-under is sitting at 130. That looks low to me.
130.5. Well, again, ranked road team going facing versus a home team. Usually they've been going under a lot. Opened at 10, Joe. It's down to 8.5. Kansas 6-1 on the road straight up this year. TCU 11-3 at home this year, despite the fact that they're 13-9, 11-3. So they only have 2 road wins, but 11 of those 13 at home. I don't really want to touch this one. I lean Kansas in this one, man. I do. I think.
I don't trust Kansas on the road. I stay away.
That's fair. I'm not advising you to play it. I'm just telling you if I'm taking a side. I'm going Kansas in this one. I do. I think that TCU, the spread is big. I like TCU as a team, but Kansas right now is playing fantastic, even on the road.
All right, we ask you to get up early because we give out picks. Stay tuned after a couple calls here. We will give you a few picks before we head to break. But Frank has a follow-up on Tommy's place bet when it comes to the Patriots. What's going on, Frank? You're on the Sports Hub.
How you guys doing this morning?
Good, man.
So I'm calling comment on that guy's bet. I'm pretty sure he's reading the bet slip wrong. If you do the math, 1,600 times 13, it's 20,800.
Right.
His initial 1,600, you know, is what he's counting as the 13th. It's 12-1.
There you go.
That's the collective.
And Frank, math's not my strong suit. I admit. Somehow, we do a sports gambling show. Math, though, just doesn't work out. I don't know how that works out. But yes, Frank, you are right. You got to read the bet slip the right way.
You guys have a lot to me today?
Well, listen, Frank, first and foremost, there is no such thing as a lock.
Yeah, we don't do locks, dude.
But we do have picks.
We do, yep.
And know what we tell you to do with those picks?
Fade
them. You either fade the pick because you don't like it, or you follow because we're hot. How'd you do last night, Dan?
2-1.
How have you done this week?
I believe 8-1.
You're 8-1 this week.
I think that's right. 8-1.
You're 8-1. And since Sunday, I'm 6-0.
Yep.
I went 3-0 last night. Hit the under in the Celtics game. Hit Maryland outright.
And the over.
Which was way over in the first half.
I told you on the over. I love it.
Well, you know what it was? The last time they played, it was 59-58. The two teams know each other. It's going to open up a little bit.
Yeah. I actually leaned Illinois last night, but the whole world was on them.
The trend. For those who listen to this show or this podcast consistently, home teams in the Big Ten crush.
Dominating this year.
Straight up. It's still good. It's like 60% against the spread.
Yeah, straight up, it's like 75% clip, and I think against the spread, it's something like 60-61% right now, incredibly good.
And I'm fading a Big Ten team today that had a huge last game. We'll get into that in a minute here. Mark's in the car. What's going on, Mark?
Hey, guys, what's happening?
What's happening, bud?
I got two things. First, one on the gambling in Massachusetts, yes. Sports betting. You would think it's a no-brainer, right?
Yeah.
Well, don't forget, this is Massachusetts. even though the governor is a Republican, it's still run by the Democrats. But anyway, they'll find a way to screw it up. And number two,
it's like no politics, but in betting terms, it's like Shanahan in the Super Bowl, right?
They'll find a way to screw it up. They'll try to figure out, geez, how can we get 50% out of this? But anyway, and on the XFL, I don't know if you guys have this as an under and over, but I think you should. And how many times the double forward pass will be attempted over the next 2 days.
Ooh, I got to look into that.
That's
one. Thanks, Mark.
I love that prop.
Appreciate the show. A lot of we might have to go over the rules in a little bit here regarding the XFL.
The XFL is nothing like the NFL when it comes to.
Listen, we're here to cap the games. We are here to cap the games, and we're going to do it today when it comes to the XFL. Ah, Dan, I got a pick before the break here. You know what it is?
Yeah, man.
Michigan State goes on the road to beat Michigan today, -2. And the reason why for that is... another bell. There we go! Reason for that today? Michigan State off a straight-up loss on the road, goes back-to-back on the road against Michigan, who had a big win last week. They're going down against Michigan State today.
Okay, it's a tough side for me to point. I think one of Michigan State and West Virginia is going to lose, so... to me, one of them.
And what was your play?
I'm taking Oklahoma. I'll take them +3.5 right now against, who are they facing today? West Virginia. I think West Virginia loses that game outright, but give me the 3.5 points. I'll take a possession.
There you go. Two picks before the break. We do it every week here on the DraftKings Over-Under Show. He's Deadlift Shats. I'm Joe Murray. We got your square play alert coming up next, and we will somehow cap the XFL and all the rest of the top 25 scoreboard coming up next here on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Who you got? These guys have the answer. Joe Murray, Deadlift Shats, the DraftKings Over-Under Show on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Back here, 98.5 The Sports Hub is the DraftKings Over-Under Show. I'm Joe Murray. Dan Lifshatz is here. We are giving out picks. We just gave out two. Let's give out two more, Dan.
I'm in.
What do you got? Who you got?
Who I got? I got Coppin State, Joe. Coppin State at home facing off versus North Carolina Central. Coppin State, a okay home team, 3-4, 7-17 overall. They play in the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference. They're facing North Carolina Central, who is 10-12, but 2-12 on the road. And they're a fantastic home side, terrible road side. Give me Coppin State -1.
Oh, geez.
Versus North Carolina Central.
What a gross game for Dan to pick.
Definitely a game I'm watching.
There you go. There's the bell. Thank you, Kristen, for that one as well. All right. I'm going with a revenge factor here.
Okay.
Two weeks ago, I told you that BC stinks and they won outright in this game.
Yep.
I'm going the other way. Virginia Tech is going to beat BC today -7. Ring that bell.
Payback.
Today's a revenge game.
I agree. I like that side. I'm with VTech today.
And listen, a noon game at home. Like, BC just played Duke, right? They hung around and covered.
They hung around for a long and covered time in that game.
So they put everything into that game.
I feel like this is definitely a letdown spot.
They're going to travel to Virginia Tech at home today at noon. I like the old VTech to win. -7. All right, Dan, there are a few square plays on the board. We'll get to that in a second. And again, the phone number here is 617-779-0985. We got XFL talk coming up in a bit, and we do want to preview that Duke-North Carolina game. But we have ourselves... oh, that was our wake-up call. Sorry. We have ourselves, Dan...
square play alert!
We got a couple on the board today. I'll lead one off real quick.
All right, I got one for you, too.
Kentucky goes on the road to Tennessee today. Now, I think Tennessee stinks. I think Kentucky's a better team. Kentucky has beaten the teams like on the road this year. Texas Tech, granted, that game went into overtime. They lost last week on a Saturday. And I'm just going by Saturdays, right? Because during the week, these teams, they all win their games. It all happens. Weekends, things change. Kentucky 17-5 this year, while Tennessee's 13-9. Tennessee's 5-5 in their last 10 games, where Kentucky's 8-2. That's why I like this game, but this is super square. Like,
they got
super
smacked.
Square.
They got smacked at Auburn on the road last time.
They did, and we had Auburn
close.
Last week. So I'm going back to the well here. One thing I will say this, though, is Tennessee leads the SEC in fewest points allowed, 61 points per game. It's tough for young kids to go on the road and win. That's why this one is very square today.
All right, Joe, I got a square play alert for you. Purdue travels to Indiana today.
Oh, you stole it!
Indiana, 12-2 at home. They're 1-point favorite, sorry, 2-point favorite now. Open as a 1-point favorite at home versus Purdue. Square play alert, Indiana, a 2-point favorite at home versus Purdue, who's not a good road side and is not even close to the
team. Oh, you're scared of Indiana.
I'm scared of Indiana.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
I'm opposite.
That is a square play alert.
I am opposite. Purdue just had the greatest shooting performance of their lives this week. I think they hit, I want to say it was like 18 threes.
Yeah, but they're a great home side. We know that.
They're a great home side.
They're a terrible
But the Hoosiers team. Are great at home.
Yeah, I know. That's
I actually
exactly
have stats
point.
On this
they're
game.
They're a 2-point home team. They're 12-2 on the at home this year.
Oh, we're so against each other on this
one. No, I'm not taking a side in this one. I'm just telling you, Indiana is the biggest square point on the board today.
Oh, it's
today.
Square. Don't
outside,
get me wrong.
Outside of Kentucky, right. Maybe
Purdue
Michigan
has
State.
Won 5 straight. Indiana has lost 3 straight. They've had a whole week. They haven't played a game, Dan, all week long, Indiana. All they have done. And listen, it's not like a big travel issue here. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, I get it.
So, in my opinion, I think after Purdue's huge shooting performance, fade Hoosiers at home today. Big, and you might be right.
I'm just saying.
It might be a square play.
Very, very square. Very, very square. It's probably the squarest play on the board.
Outside
of Kentucky and Michigan.
No, there's one more square one on the board.
Okay. Oh, yeah, you're right.
You know what that is.
There is one more. You're right.
Gonzaga's -2 versus St. Mary's.
-6, yeah.
Oh, it's 6 now?
6.
What did I see? 2?
I don't know. I don't know where you saw 2. Yeah, -6 versus St. Mary's.
That's square.
Oh, yeah. A Gonzaga, again. On the road this year in single-digit games, has not covered a single game. Has not covered a single game in single-digit road spreads this year. 5-3 against the spread.
Yeah, they go on the road. They're 24-1. They're what? 8-0, 6-0 on the road this year.
8-0.
They've won 10 straight games. 10 straight. How can you fade them?
I'm not telling you to fade them. I'm not taking St. Mary's. I think St. Mary's beat them in the same exact spot last year at home. They ended up winning this game. I think maybe even in the conference tournament that they beat them. But either way, I'm not telling you to bet St. Mary's. I'm just telling you, Gonzaga has not covered a single-digit road spread this season. Not a single one.
And they're 6 today. And we were kind of on them last week. And
oh, no, I was fully off.
Did they end up covering?
They beat San Francisco by a bucket.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so I know.
And we were on that. I know we were on
San
that.
Francisco.
And the reason for that was obviously the trend that you're giving today regarding Gonzaga. 617.
Continues.
Yep, 617-779-0985. Now, Dan, I'm starting to catch a theme now that we've been doing this show live is that people love betting the early games. Like, that seems to me that, like, if people fall early and then, like, they win, they go to the next games. And then they go to the next. If they lose early, that's it. And I think last week we did well. The week before, though, teams were dropping like flies.
Yeah, we had a rough opening week, I will say that. But we rebounded.
Like, I had Michigan. They lost, but Michigan came back and won last week. I had Auburn. They won last week. But, like, there's a couple of games today. Seton Hall and Villanova is one that's just staring at me at 2:30. And just to go over a few things, right? Both teams are 17-5. Seton Hall has a lead right now in the Big East. Seton Hall's 9-1 in their last 10, where Villanova's lost, what, 2 in a row now? They've been squeaking by teams. I think there's a ton of value today in Seton Hall. I think Villanova puts it together today and wins at home.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. We talked about for the last few weeks how I thought Villanova was going to crack and crumble. Maybe not crumble,
but they definitely
cracked versus Creighton. They cracked that game, and they lost again to Butler, I believe it was this week, right? It was Butler who beat them at the 3-point shot at the buzzer. So, listen, 2 in a row, I agree. I think maybe a bounce back for Villanova, but it's hard to fade Seton Hall right now. Despite their bad loss to Xavier at home, they've been really, really good outside that one game, Joe.
Seton Hall looked awesome against Georgetown. Powell looks like he's now back, you know, playing at that elite level that he did just years ago. But Powell averages 22 points per game, but he's struggled from three-point land. He's 7 of 34 in his last four games. That's where Villanova can take over in this game.
That's fair. I mean, that's a huge issue. If Powell can't get going versus Nova, they're going to crush them.
Anything else on the board today that you like early on here, Dan?
I have a couple other games. We'll get into them. They're not fun games, not games that people would like to watch. I think the other game that people might want to watch at 4 o'clock today, Texas Tech travels to Texas. So big, you know, big in-state rivalry game. Texas Tech, definitely the better team.
Without even looking at the spread, I like Texas Tech.
They're a three-point favorite. I'll tell you this. Texas Tech on the road has been terrible this year, Joe. 1-4 straight up.
Wow.
2-3 against the spread. But Texas is 9-3 at home, just straight up. So, again, another spot to look at. I agree. Texas Tech is the right side today. I think they're going to get back on track on the road. But this is a game to watch. And then one more, Virginia at Louisville.
Louisville's been one of the only teams that has been a top five team that's covered and been successful
consistently this year. Virginia, though, starting to play better. I think they cover that 7.
I'll be honest with you. I've been fading Virginia of late. I don't know. I watched them play, a game against Syracuse earlier this year. Like, I they can't score.
The last three games, at Wake Forest, Florida State, and Clemson, they've won and covered all three games.
They have. They're playing better. They're getting hot. And they're a championship-type team. Getting back to that Texas Tech game, don't even think about it. Go over. That's a 70-point game each team.
You want to know what the total is on that one?
What's that?
130.
Over! Way over! You know what? You know what, Dan?
What?
Let's lock it up. Over 130, Texas Tech, Texas today. You write that one down? Lock it up. Oh, did I say lock it up?
Yeah, you said lock it up. No locks. Lock it up is a term we use for a play.
Yikes. All right, we'll get into this one quick because I do want to touch on some XFL quickly. But tonight is UNC Duke. This is going to be a highly bet game. It's 11.5. It's going to be either 11 or 12 at some places tonight. No matter what you think, I faded Duke last week. They were at 6. I got it at 8. They beat Syracuse by 9. So I felt like I was dead on it. I lost.
It was close. It was a one possession game in the spread.
I want to fade Duke. I do. I would like to fade Duke, but here's a couple of things coming up on this game. Duke is 1-5 in their last 6 at UNC. UNC's 2-9 at home this year. This is the first time they're a double-digit home dog at home against Duke, North Carolina, since 2002. Dan, what happened to that game in 2002?
Duke beat them 87-58, won by 29 points in a blowout.
And we have an 11-12 point favorite today for Duke.
Sorry, 28 points in a blowout.
And
then again, later in that season, they crushed UNC once again at home, beating them by 25, 93-60.
No doubt about it, Duke's the better team. I know it's a rivalry here, and I'd love to take the points, but I think they're begging for you to take the points. And I have been one to fade Duke all year long. The ACC's bad this year. I think Duke wins this game.
Yeah,
but it's a rivalry game.
It's a rivalry game, and UNC is finally healthy, Joe. Finally healthy.
Yeah, Anthony's back.
And I mean, to me, he is the engine that makes that team go. So if Cole Anthony's back and he's playing well, I mean, they could give Duke some trouble. People are asking me if UNC is going to make the tournament, by the way.
They have to do a lot.
They have to win the ACC tournament.
I think they have to win every single game and go on a long run in the ACC tournament.
They have to win. I mean, the ACC tournament will give them an automatic bid.
Yeah, but like...
That's the only way. They're 10-12.
They're NIT bound. and I wonder if they even go.
They might be CIT bound, dude.
CIB bound. What is that called?
CBI. Whatever. I think that's the fourth one. I think they're CIT. And I don't think they're that bad.
But again, I think everybody is going to lean underdog with 12, 11 points in this one based off the history and what we've seen and what we know about the ACC this year. This is UNC's only shot, and they're just not good enough this year.
They're I mean, without Cole Anthony, they were not. I wonder if they can get somewhat back on track with him back in the lineup.
617-779-0985. You want to talk about any of the games today in college basketball, and we will discuss the XFL coming up next here on the DraftKings Over-Under Show with Dan Lifshatz, Joe Murray. You're listening to 98.5 The Sports Hub.
If it's the biggest games in sports, you bet they're talking about it. This is the DraftKings Over-Under Show with the Bankroll Boys on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Back here on the DraftKings Over-Under Show. I'm Joe Murray. Dan Lifshatz is here. Dan, I love the dough.
Yeah, you do.
More than you know. Looking at some odds here in the Major League Baseball since this trade that has happened or hasn't happened, that's being discussed of happening, that might not happen, but is trying to happen because of Tony Clark. But it could happen. But there has been some movement. The Yankees still at plus 350. The LA Dodgers moved from 5 to 400, and the Red Sox have moved to 3,300.
Yes, so basically they eliminated the Red Sox immediately early in the season once they traded Mookie Betts. It was a massive move over to the Red Sox, and they're now, what, the 15th team in the odds there? It's ridiculous.
Yeah, and it looks like Ron Renneke could be the manager, but might not be the manager, but was 16-1
odds. I believe that I said at 16-1 on one morning show in Boston that you should take a gander at Ron Renneke, if you remember that, Joe.
And then the NBA current odds have the Lakers to win it all, but you think there might be some value with a couple of other teams in the East.
Yeah, I completely upset the Bucks Twitter this week by saying that I think Philadelphia and Boston are the two best teams in the East. The way I look at it, again, everyone looks at it and says, oh my God, look at the Bucks record. They're so good. Again, one-man teams in the NBA playoffs don't have a history of being doing very well. Chris Middleton was an absolute no-show in the playoffs last year. And I do believe that outside of the Celtics, that Middleton has averaged career lows in the playoffs for the past two seasons outside of when he faces the Celtics. So that's not exactly a good sign. I don't really think Middleton is a great number two, in my opinion. And I just think that you need, even if he was two, I just think you need more than two guys to dominate in today's NBA. I think the Celtics have four guys who can light it up at any time. The Sixers have four guys who can light it up at any time. I think that's the difference. I think both those teams are deeper. I think their benches are more experienced. I think they're better. To me, they just have difference makers that the Bucks don't. And so I know I got a lot of hate for that, but that's the way I feel, and nothing has changed.
And the NHL, Tampa Bay, the favorite at plus 700. Bruins sit at 900. And then in the Western Conference, Colorado and the returning champ Blues both at plus 900 there.
Yeah, to me, again, hockey's a crapshoot. It's hard to determine who's going to be, you know, the champion right now. It's hard to find out value, per se, because everything is a crapshoot. Unless you're hitting odds real early in the season. The beginning of the season was you can get true value. Right now, I'd stay away, not a lot of value.
Now, plus 700 is still good odds, but, like, that's a square play taking Tampa Bay.
Yeah, I mean, again, but do you want to take Tampa Bay knowing how they played?
Yeah, no, I'm out.
Yeah.
Colorado to me is. But again, the money's already come in on them, though.
Exactly. Again, we talked about Colorado preseason. Now the value, so-called, is gone shot.
All right, 617-779-0985. Gabe's in West Roxbury. What's going on in Westy, kid?
Hey guys, how you doing? Joe, I'm a big fan. I talked to you about MMA on Twitter.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to call in. I know you're a big, you know, throw a unit on all the underdogs and see what happens at the end. But tonight, you know, with the two big dogs in the title fights, I just don't see either of those, Reyes or
So Shevchenko's going to just win. Joe, so, yeah, it's not even worth it.
Yeah, Shevchenko and Jones should dominate. Even in a decision win, they should win. DraftKings-wise, it could be a good move to fade one or both of those in a line to go a bit, you know, unique, because I could see each of them just winning a bad decision fight, but still easily winning. But just wanted to see, are you going to be throwing a unit on every dog, or it doesn't look like that card?
All right, Gabe, appreciate the call, man. So this is what I got for UFC tonight, Dan. Over 2.5 rounds for Reyes versus Bones Jones. I think Jones wins by decision. I think this thing's going to the final.
Interesting.
Reyes hasn't lost. He's 12-0.
I know.
So
he's a big favorite today, isn't he?
John Jones minus 495 right now.
Okay.
So I'm going over 2.5 rounds at minus 165. Okay. There is value on the under there, but I think it's going to the cards and Jones will win. Shevchenko, I can't say her name, but she's awesome. Valentina is what I call her. Where I see the value on this card today is definitely on the underdogs. And I would like one of the dogs that I would take today is Lauren Murphy, plus 250. Yes, I'm putting a unit on all the dogs today.
I assume not.
The preliminary down.
I assume not the main.
Not the main three card.
Yeah, okay.
Gotcha. On that one. So there's your UFC picks. So there's another pick, and we'll ring the bell. I'm going over 2.5 rounds in the UFC fight. How's that sound tonight? Boom! Double bell. On that one.
Everyone belling it up.
Dan, I don't think we gave XFL odds, did we?
to the spreads today or just to win? Because, I mean, we got some interesting interesting stuff here.
So, listen, I'm going to be transparent with you all. How the hell do we break this thing down? Like, what do you do? Do you look at the rosters? Is it offenses? Like, here's the deal, right? Okay, here's one for you. The Houston Roughnecks are led by June Jones. What's June Jones known for? High-powered offenses. So, in that case, I like the Houston Roughnecks minus the 6 points.
You should like the over.
Now, the LA Wildcats, from what I gather, had Josh Johnson as their quarterback. Remember Josh Johnson, who's been in the league for 55 years?
I do. He was drafted by Tampa Bay.
I believe he may be out today.
That's the rumor on the street.
That's going to help the gambling odds.
Yep.
So it's hard to break down the XFL schedule, Dan, but do you have anything today that's worth a gander?
I don't have anything that's worth a real gander. I think the first 3 weeks are kind of look weeks. Listen, there are a lot of former college players that you should
know. Some good ones. Aaron Murray is a...
Cardale Jones.
Yeah, Cardale Jones is good. Landry Jones is good, but he's hurt.
Yeah, he's out this week. I think Coney Ealy is still in the league right now. Antonio Callaway, Matt McGloin.
Yeah, Matt McGloin's playing. I guess they're playing each other today, too, McGloin. And
Matt Murray. Jones, I think, is the Arkansas running back. There are a bunch of legit college players who are good. Pumphrey, who is the kid who played running back for the Eagles.
Very good.
Is a really good running back. The kid who is the AAF leading rusher is also in there. He also plays for the same team as Pumphrey. Listen, I think the first few weeks is getting to know the teams. I know that there's going to be a lot of sides that are, people are going to hit. I think the thing that you should look for early on instead of the spreads is the totals. The totals open at 40 across the board, Joe.
So we should probably go over some of the rules here, but you can go for a typical field goal, two-point conversion, or a three-point conversion.
Right.
There's also the forward pass that we talked about.
The double forward pass
that can happen as well. The coin tosses.
Are you going to be watching this today?
Yeah, I am.
I am too, actually.
You know why? I'm a wrestling guy. But I do think that they can make this work. What I think they need to do, Dan, is show that it's legit, show that it's backed, because it is.
Listen, financially,
Vince McMahon sold a stake in WWE. This thing's not going under.
Agreed.
It's not. I think they want this to work. I think what they do is need to show teams that it can work to gain more talent.
I think it needs to be for guys in the undrafted type of situation, guys who are looking to be undrafted.
Can I give you a name? Remember Nick Brosette played at LSU, was with the Patriots this offseason. He's going to be the running back for the DC Defenders
today.
Exactly, yep. So, that's a kid that, couldn't play in the NFL, but is going to get a shot here, and maybe next year is worked out for another camp.
Yeah, I think that exactly this is kind of the perfect situation for those guys. Guys who might be going undrafted in the draft, Joe, before April, and kind of be able to show what they can do for a few months. Maybe it raises their draft stake. I know maybe some of these guys maybe don't want to play before the draft in fear of getting hurt, but some of these guys might have to get a spot.
Yeah, so I like Houston today, minus the 6, and I like D.C., and I forget what the spread is on that one.
They're 7 right now.
Going both favorites today.
Okay.
And I lean under in the Seattle-DC game.
So I'll tell you this. The totals opened 40 or 41 across the board. They're up to almost 50s across the board now.
To your point, though, we have to watch and find out how these things go.
Yeah, this is going to be a watch and learn type thing for the first few weeks. I think it's fun. If you want to play something for this, I think DFS is perfect for this. I'll play a little daily fantasy on XFL. But I think betting is scary, unless you're playing totals.
All right, we're going to knock out a few picks coming up next. And also, just wanted to give the odds on which Boston team could win a championship in the next 12 months. We'll get into all that coming up here on the other side. It's the DraftKings Over-Under Show. It's 98.5 The Sports Hub.
This is the DraftKings Over-Under Show with Joe Murray and Dan Lifschitz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
You blow money fast on this side. Catch up. I think I'm Big Meech.
All right, back here at 98.5 Sports Hub. Dan, what do you want to blow money fast on today?
You want some picks?
Yes.
You want some picks?
Who you got?
All right, I got two for you. I'll give two to round. I think round out probably my portion of the picks. We got Denver facing off versus IPFW, which is Purdue Fort Wayne, for those who don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Denver is a bad team this year, but I'm taking them at home as a 1-point favorite.
All right, ring it.
Versus IPFW. IPFW, just a terrible roadside, 2-10. So I will take Denver there. And I'll give out one more. There's a few more that I like, but I'll give out one more. North Dakota. Okay? North Dakota takes on South Dakota today. South Dakota is a much better team, but it's struggled on the road. North Dakota, 7-1 at home this year. Just a fantastic home side. Give me North Dakota plus 2.5 for South Dakota.
All right. I am taking Villanova today. Call it square, call it smelly, call it fishy, whatever you want. They've lost 2 in a row. I know they're still, 5-4-1 in their last 10 games, where Seton Hall is 9-1. Okay, listen, it doesn't look good, but give me Villanova at home today. That's one of my big ones. You can ring that bell. There we go. There we've given out a bunch of
picks.
That's
Nova minus 3, by the way.
We are giving out a lot of picks today. And this one, a little off the beaten path, but give me Arkansas going on the road today to beat Missouri. Mizzou right now, 1.5-point underdog. So they're 2-8 in their last 10. Arkansas's played better. I like Arkansas to beat Missouri today. Ugly, huh?
Yeah, listen, I will not back you on the Arkansas pick. I think they're going down today.
A couple more games here. Baylor, number one team in the country, takes on Oklahoma State. I always look at that number one team as when they could go down here, but do you see them having a difficult time against OK State today?
I'm not sure they're going to cover. Oklahoma State blew a massive lead versus them last time. I think they're up by like something like 27 at one point versus Baylor, ended up losing by 7. Baylor's going to win the game, but against the spread, they're 5-5 at home this year, and they're, 12-2 on the road. They've actually been a better roadside covering than they have been home side. Baylor's not going to lose the game, but I think Oklahoma State might keep it interesting, especially after blowing such a big lead.
Okay, and the other one tonight is a little rivalry game here. Oregon State. Oregon, good team this year, ranked 15th in the country, 4-3 on the road, where Oregon State is 13-9, has played well at home, but they're 3-7 in their last 10. Spread right now is 3. I actually, you know what? Let's ring the bell. Give me Oregon minus the 3 on the road today, and that's super square, but I like it, and it's a 10:30 game to get some late-night action. So let's ring that bell.
The one thing is, I just feel like some of these big faves are going to go down today, so it's like picking and choosing who is going to go down, who is not. Michigan State scares the hell out of me today. Oregon doesn't scare the hell out of me. I like Oregon to beat.
Why
Oregon
is it 3
State.
Points? That's what I don't understand.
Well, Oregon State has a real good home advantage. They're a very good home team, despite the fact that they've been not so great the past few games. 8-3.
Kent Tinkle's legit from Oregon State. If you've watched him play, I think he's probably going to be a first-round pick at one point. But I will say this, though. Dana Altman, coach of Oregon, 173-20 when holding opponents under 70 points. That's where Oregon State struggles. So in this case, I like Oregon minus the 3 points going on the road today. Finally, Dan, every week I will circle San Diego State. They're 22-0 this year. They're ranked 4th in the country. They play a weak schedule. Is there a chance that San Diego State runs the table this year, and who do you think can knock them off?
I mean, I think there's a very good chance that San Diego State can run the table. They have a few tough games coming up.
And they struggled last week, and they came all the way back early on.
At Boise State is going to be a spot where I think they, you know, might lose. Colorado State has gotten real hot, and if that game was on the road, I think that would be a spot, but that's a home game. At Nevada and at Boise State might be really the only two places where they lose. Again, I think conference tournament play, there's, you know, they in a neutral court site, maybe Utah State can get them on a good, you know, good game.
They have a legit chance to run the table this year.
They do. I mean, Utah State was up big on them. I think they were up by 10 at one point, and San Diego State came back and won. So, yeah, they have a legit chance.
All right, next week we'll actually have some data when it comes to XFL football, so we can cap those games a little bit better and do a recap on it. Also, the Fury Wilder fight, that is just a couple of weeks away. So we will preview that big time next week. And, of course, it is coming up the following week. So we'll have that. And again, you can listen to this podcast. I think we gave out 10 picks today.
I'll make sure we get them all on Twitter as well, so everyone can see those after they already start.
All right, we got Ryan Johnston coming up next, who I think cashed in last week, maybe from some of the prop bets that happened during the Super Bowl.
4-1.
Boom!
There we go.
4-1 for the Super Bowl.
That's good, day,
including
right?
Including tails.
So just real quick, I tried to get Dan Lifshitz on a Periscope, but we couldn't.
I couldn't do it. I was
so busy. Bird was with me. And we used the Everett coin to flip heads or tails because it was a true toss-up. And the Everett coin went tails, and the national anthem went tails.
Our system for that was the dog picked it.
There we go.
My dog is 1-0 in his sports betting career.
Bird and your dog.
Yep.
Listen, sometimes you just got to flip a coin or ask somebody else. It's what happens in this. It's all luck. It's all luck in the end. All right, Ryan Johnston, he's got you next for the next 3 hours here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Thank you, Kristen Sermon. And again, you can listen to the Over-Under podcast on anywhere you can hear podcasts. I'm Joe Murray. He's Dan Lifshitz. We'll talk to you next week. Who you got?
Looking for hope? House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.